City of Powell River Council will be responding to requests from Westview Ratepayers Society, WRS, regarding supportive housing in the community. At the November 15 Committee of the Whole meeting, WRS Secretary Rick Craig said he was appearing to present concerns and outline a petition regarding supportive housing in Powell River. Recently, WRS organized a community petition on supportive housing, said Craig. The idea of a community petition rose out of a community meeting on September 14 that the society organized to discuss issues and concerns related to the delivery of supportive housing services in Powell River, delivered by Lyft Community Services. The community meeting was very well attended, with approximately 200 people in the Evergreen Theater. Attendees had the opportunity to hear several testimonials from local residents concerned about the negative impacts of living close to the Lyft supportive housing facility. This was followed by considerable discussion about what could or should be done to address the local concerns. Craig said in order to build on this, it was agreed that WRS would organize a community petition to get a better sense of the level of community concern and to begin a process of working with City Council and the provincial government regarding this issue. He said the petition was implemented with very little organization. It represents a very real and deep community concern about what is going on here, said Craig. I want to make it very clear that we are not against supportive housing. We believe it is very important and very much needed. We are concerned that the current operations model is either not working effectively, or not being implemented in a way that minimizes negative impacts on the residents in our community. A total of 465 people signed the petition. Craig said this is a significant response to real community problems. Our ask to you is the following, said Craig. First, we would like you, as mayor, and as councillors, to take a leadership role in engaging with the provincial government and Lyft to ensure the operations model being implemented is reviewed carefully, and modified if needed, to better protect residents of the community from negative impacts. Secondly, we would like to see a supportive housing action plan developed that includes all the issues and concerns about supportive housing that is being implemented. We want the concerns to be heard. We want a timeline that includes these actions. Finally, we want an evaluation process included to ensure the plan is working. Craig said WRS wants to be included in the action plan process. Our goal is to ensure the operational model that is implemented in Powell River works for the clients of Lyft and it also works for the community members, said Craig. What is clear is that it is not working for a lot of residents and they are very concerned. Our request to the city is that you assume a leadership role in assuring a supportive housing model implemented in Powell River works well for the clients, as well as for the community residents. City Corporate Officer Chris Jackson suggested that the committee refer the information from WRS to staff, to the Protective Services and Social Action Portfolio Holders, and Mayor Ron Wasnow. A report could be created regarding this issue, according to Jackson. The committee unanimously carried a motion to do as Jackson suggested.